First of all, before we get into the Draven thing, yo, what the heck is going on in the current match? And let me just read it. Okay, so for reference to our listeners, we're about 2 hours into the match.
Yep.
Right now we've got Mewtwo at 45%, Phoenix at 30%, Vincent Valentine, the Noble Nine Smasher, at 25%. This is also a night match, I just want to point out.
Ooh.
Where Final Fantasy VII is supposed to be at its best and Nintendo at its worst. Now, granted, we just got out of the Power Hour not too long ago, so Vincent was never going to be looking amazing right now, but he doesn't even have second place
locked up. And he is up against two characters who are both exclusive to Nintendo consoles.
Yes. So, so the entire Square or traditional JRPG or non-Nintendo voting block, you'd think, would be in Vincent's corner, and yet he might not even beat Phoenix Wright, and he's certainly not going to catch Mewtwo anymore.
Right. Phoenix Wright, that is. Anyway, it's actually, I think everything changed because of the picture. That picture that Vincent has on the front page is so bad, I really have little problem calling it one of the worst pictures of all time, because it looks like a completely different guy. Even mm-hmm. with, you know, solid sprite or solid shit, as some people have called it, at least you realize that, okay, this is Snake, but this is just a sprite round picture of Snake against other sprite rounds. I could tell this is a sprite round because everybody has a sprite, and everybody kind of looks goofy and pixelated and everything, so this is just an unappealing picture of Snake. Vincent looks like a totally different dude, you know, and I think that hurts him a lot, and what especially hurts him, even on top of that, is the fact that he looks just like Phoenix Wright. They look like brothers or something, or like legal partners, you know?
Yep.
Or like, I don't know, like Vincent's like his freaking, you know, his intern or something. He's shadowing Phoenix around the law firm. You know, they've got the same pose, same manner of dress, like almost kind of similar hair too. I mean, if you really look at it, and Mewtwo stands out so much. So he just got such a huge intangible benefit from this Vincent picture. But you know what? At the end of the day, when your ass is getting doubled, and right now Vincent's almost getting doubled, there's not a picture in the world that's going to change that. This is this. The writing for this one is on the wall. I think Mewtwo would have stood out because, FYI, in case you guys didn't figure it out, when I said that Phoenix is just like another Nintendo exclusive character, I was joking a little bit. I'm not telling you he's Nintendo. I think Mewtwo still stands out, and based on this result, based on these ridiculous numbers, he was going to win no matter what. The website just wants Mewtwo to win. You put a Pokemon in the match by himself, unless it's a joke character like Missing No, it just seems like the website wants them to win. And no matter what duds Vinny was rocking on the front page, I don't think it was going to change this result. You know, I mean, he could have been in second place, but look at the percentage difference. He wasn't going to catch Mewtwo in first. It was never going to happen. You know, and so what I really love about this is, like, apparently now I've just been declared the biggest Pokemon fan in the universe. Because I've been laughing and celebrating this, so that's a real hoot and a holler.
You know what Vincent's real problem is, though, in my opinion?
He sucks as a character? Is that
no.
It? Okay.
His problem is that this body is the punishment that's been given to him. So,
what do you mean? Punishment for?
That's his quote in today's match.
This body. Is oh the my punishment God! Look at his quote. I didn't
that's
even
been
read
given
it.
To me. Exactly describes what ended up happening in this match.
Oh no! I didn't even read it. No, wait, this is okay. You put the picture and the quote together. This is obviously SBL and trolling. It's clear as day that he's trolling. How many good pictures was Vincent given? Like 10? And he picks that one and he combines it with that quote? This is clear trolling, and I'm just laughing my head off at it. This is so bad. This just should never have happened.
So you've got that, and it's up against Mewtwo, who stands out like crazy, like you said. And then there's Phoenix, who gets his ultimate meme quote objection.
That was all over the internet a few years back. I think that's like the best possible thing that could happen for him.
And honestly, I just think that, you know, we've had a lot of discussion about this lately in stats and just on the board in general. The picture really does matter a lot. And the theory that I've thrown around for a long time is that this is a hardcore gaming site. And most of the people who are voting on this site, they're familiar with Mewtwo, they're familiar with Vinnie Valentine, and with Phoenix Wright. And I think a lot of us, if not most of us, have general fond feelings about all of these guys. And based on things like the picture, like the general tenor of the contest, like the opposition, like the standout factor, you know, so many of us are willing to change our vote, you know, day to day because of those factors. Like today I voted for Mewtwo, tomorrow based on the picture or something, or if it's just the contest is different, I could vote for Phoenix Wright. Hell, I could vote for Vincent, you know? It's really nothing is set in stone, and just the fact that Phoenix and Vincent look identical to each other, it is just such a big boost for Mewtwo.
The voters spoke for something different, 24 hours ago here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to say this is the most shocking result in GameFAQs history. If not number one, it's certainly right up there. Sir Chris has gone as far as to call it the greatest result in the history of these contests.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
that might be stretching things a bit far. I know.
My experience was I voted early in this one. I kept checking for about the first 10-15 minutes, and Mega Man X was on his way to an easy victory. Ryu was not going to win but was looking very good. Draven with practically no percentage. Looked back a couple hours later. Draven shooting through the roof. Ended up nearly at 67%. Just a minor 42% over performance.
It's just a little old thing, you know.
Smashes the record since the show has started, and we started tracking this by, I don't know, 15-20%. That's all. And the crazy thing about this, though, is it's not like he got a rally to push him ahead, and that was it. Somehow, more than 50,000 votes were rallied for this match. We got 85,000 total votes for matches that had been averaging something like 25 to 27K, because it was a night match. So,
yeah,
just
that's
incredible.
Big, if you guys don't
that's big. Yeah. You might not be a mathematician, but take my word for it. That's quite a big difference. And I mean, the weird thing was if Draven, because his performance last round was insane. It was something like 10,000 rallied votes is what we suspected. And right. Even that wouldn't have been enough in this match. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, it might have, but it would have been so close. And instead he went and goes five times more than that.
First, I think I remember my first post when he had his first big gain, which was right around the 15-minute mark, I think, which is probably like right after you left.
Yeah.
And I think it was, and I quote, "God damn you, Draven," in like all lowercase letters. So I wasn't that thrilled at the very start. But and then what I really love is that X though was like trying to reassure himself, and he posted, "Guys, relax, X has still got this." And I just posted, "LOL, man, are you serious? Draven's gonna get the lead within an hour." And that's what he did, and he just kept piling on and on and on. He went from beating Jack with, what was it, like a 55-45?
Yeah.
To beating Mega Man X with, Jesus Christ, is it really like, yeah, it really is like over 75%. It's like 77, 78%. Yeah, so that is strength that we have never seen in a character battle before. In 9 character battles, we've never seen strength even close to that. And I love how everybody reacted in their different ways. Some people were salty. Some people were ecstatic. Some people were just, they didn't know what to do. I made a like best ass in gaming poll. I brought it back after 3 years. Yes. It was a pretty fun moment, but you know, everybody dealt with it in their own ways. And I honestly, you know, the only thing that would really upset me about this is if it served as a portent for future contests. Like if, if League of Legends guys were always going to get in and always going to do this, that might be a little bit lame. You know, especially if we start getting in multiple at a time, because that just, for me, it changes the entire point and the entire entertainment value of these contests. Because if you're listening to my voice right now, hoping you're enjoying it, by the way, but if you are, that means that you are kind of a big fan of these contests. You've been following them for a while, and you enjoy what you're seeing. And I've been following these, you and me, Andrew, we've been following these for 10 years, since the very yep. beginning. And I don't know about you, but the thing that I enjoy most is that these contests are, they live in a world where we can get unexpected and hilarious results. Mewtwo proves that. Donkey Kong proves that. Rex proves that. Just matches that we've had in the last week or two, they all prove that. But it's still, these contests still reside within a world of order. And what I mean by in a world of order means we're not going to see Link beat Princess Peach with 85% on Monday just for Peach to win the rematch with 65% on Tuesday. That kind of stuff just doesn't happen, and it's not supposed to happen, because that would just be random chaos. And if we have random chaos, there is no point in analysis, there is no point in interpretation, there is no point in discussion, and there is, in my opinion, not even really that much point in following it.
Mm-hmm. You
know, and the analogy that I was giving last night, because there were some League of Legends fans who came in, and they're like, you know, why are you guys upset about this? Like, you know, what, you know, is this really, like, are you butthurt or whatever? And I was like, it's not that I'm, you know, I'm not butthurt. You know, I'm actually enjoying that people are having a good time, and it might bring new users to the site. But I tried to explain my point of view, and I tried to do it this way. Like, imagine an NCAA tournament or some kind of professional sports bracket, where instead of having teams that are on an equal footing, because even the Denver Nuggets are on semi-equal footing with the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. Like, the Denver Nuggets can win, you know? Yep. It's a small chance, but they can win. Like, in these contests, okay, not even, I mean, compared to Link, like, and let's say Link is the Chicago Bulls, not even Solid Snake is the Denver Nuggets. Not even Mario is the Denver Nuggets. All these guys are below the Denver Nuggets. They're not supposed to win. You know, if you hold those matches 1,000 times, they might win twice. You know what yep. I mean? And that's like the kind of order that we're living in. And guys like Jack, you know, who Jack has been a big player in this contest because he was responsible for the first Draven match. Jack is like, he's not even the Denver Nuggets if you consider a high mid-carder like Ryu, you know, or like Leon Kennedy to be the Chicago Bulls. Like, there are certain characters who are just, you know, they're limited, and there are certain matches that we expect to happen, and when those matches get flip-turned, it just kind of unleashes chaos on the whole contest, and that's no fun to predict. It's like asking me to predict and analyze and discuss a bunch of coin flips. Well, I don't want to do that because it's not fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have characters whose range is so massive, like Draven's, because if Draven does what he just did, he wins the contest. There is no question about it whatsoever. But if he doesn't get a rally, he is low fodder at best. He loses in the first round just about every single time. You know, and you're basically relegating the contest or dissolving it to a level where it's all about this one guy. You know, like you bank on this guy. Either he gets the rallies and he wins the contest, or he doesn't and he's out in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that just, for me, it's not as enjoyable. So if we just have more and more of that in subsequent contests where this game, which I've got to respect for its enormous fan base, I mean, it's just an enormous game. If it can just turn things around like this, like on a whim, it just might really, really lessen my enjoyment of future contests. And I know I've been ranting for a long time, but I just wanted to kind of give everybody my perspective is like one of the guys who's been here the longest time, and I'm not, you know, not a guy who gets like butthurt over everything and like I'm gonna cry foul or say that this was undeserved or anything. No, he got the votes legit. He deserved the win, and if he beats Link legit, like which he's gonna probably do, he deserves that win. But I'm just telling you why it might sully my enjoyment of, you know, this contest and future contests. And I hope I didn't go too long, but I just wanted to give everybody my perspective because this was, I mean, arguably the biggest match ever. So we got to talk about it for a while.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is even L Block at its height never did something like this.
Oh.
He would get rallied. The whole internet was behind it. But for one thing, L Block had it easier because there were three ways that the vote was getting split, and he just had to get top two out of the four with it getting split three ways to advance, and that's what he did, just barely surviving early on before he went crazy. But even when he went crazy, it was nothing like what we saw in this match.
No.
And we had so many defenses put up for why this wasn't going to happen. The average for Draven was somewhere around 24-25% easily in last place in this match. And we had a million reasons for that. And I'll go into those more on the show tomorrow. But just for him to go and do this, and like one of the things we said is, okay, even if you go to a League of Legends website, it's not like that's the only game these people have ever played. Everyone loves the Mega Man games. Everyone loves Street Fighter. Everyone is well aware of these characters. These are iconic characters from their childhood. So they're not going to vote, 95% of them aren't going to vote Draven. And apparently we were wrong about that.
Yeah, we were real wrong.
Which is just nuts. And the other excuse we gave was, you know, L Block was a unique circumstance because you could rally for him anywhere, and everyone's played Tetris. Everyone thought it was funny. Everyone was in on the joke, and that's how he could get ahead of Snake or Link or Kirby or
right.
any of those guys. And here, it's you have to be so locked into one specific game and the joke culture surrounding one specific game that I just did not think that have that many readily available votes.
Definitely. No, I'm pretty in tune with the gaming industry, so I was able to recognize most of these 243 characters that we got in. Mm-hmm. Draven and Teemo were two of, you know, I'm guessing the relatively small handful of characters that I just had never heard of before.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know anything about League of Legends, and believe me, I know now. And you know, again, to compare him to L Block again, the response to L Block, and I think people are looking at this with rose-tinted glasses here, because L Block wasn't universally praised. There were a lot of people on Board 8 that were not happy, even back in 2007 when he was doing what he was doing. There was still some dissent and people who thought that, you know, L Block was kind of causing disorder and chaos and making things unfun. But L Block had a gradual increase, you know, a gradual increase that was largely internally fueled, because it was like, you know, obviously you rallied for him in lots of other places, but it was, I think the bulk of it was GameFAQs itself. Like mm-hmm. GameFAQs is like, you know, we've had enough of Link, let's just do something fun. And you know, even the Link fans and the Zelda fans, they're like, okay, we love Link, but if we're going to let him lose to one guy, it may as well be the Block and like not Cloud or somebody else. You know, the Block is inoffensive, it's kind of innocuous, and we're okay with that. Draven was completely outside GameFAQs. GameFAQs had nothing to do with it. And Draven did something we've never seen before. Like, L Block, I guess, went from probably like low mid card up to mid card, elite tier, noble nine breaker, and then at the end he beat Link. But he did that all in successive matches. Mm-hmm. It actually, if you look at it and like look at his percentage and the things he managed to do statistically and like numerically, it was actually kind of beautiful. What, I guess, at least for the numerical nerd in me, what Draven did was he beat Jack 55-45, which probably makes him what, high tier fodder, like decent fodder, you know, beating Jack. And then he went on to get almost 80% on Mega Man X. So he went from high-tier fodder to the strongest character we've ever seen in one match. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. There's like, I don't know. I just, the beauty that was associated with L Block and like watching L Block kind of progress and grow stronger bit by bit, it just wasn't there. It was just like this thing that exploded. And it's not that he needs to get a little bit stronger or, you know, maintain progression in order to win the contest. He, by what he did last round, is already way stronger than Link. Like, it's Link that's going to need to do a lot of stuff or hope that Draven doesn't get a rally, which, by the way, is ridiculous because I was thinking he wouldn't get a rally after Teemo got nothing and after League of Legends fans had to wait 45 days to see Draven again. Like, I was thinking they might have just forgotten. Well, this time, now they're hyped, because that was a huge match, way huger than the first one, and this time they've only got to wait like 12 days for the next one. So he's going to get rallies right out the gate, and Link will need an act of God. And by an act of God, I of course mean an act of Link himself to do something. And I just don't think even Link has that kind of power within him.
One thing I do want to say in Draven's favor is, even though it was an insane result, and he should have been way out in the first round. He should have taken last place in that first match. I got to give him props in that he did so well with that rally that he would have even won this match in 2007, 2008, 2006 at the height of our vote totals. I just got to give him that much credit because it'd be so much easier these days to rally someone to a win when we're only getting 30,000 votes in these half-day matches. But he was actually went so far above and beyond that, like, that was a legit Link-defeating performance at the very height of Link's power and at the very height of total votes for this website. So,
It was definitely, if nothing else, it was very impressive. And like we were talking about earlier, I only wish that Draven didn't seem like he was such a lame character. You know? Welcome to the League of Draven! Sir Chris finds this legitimately amusing!
But one thing I'll say against Link, or against Draven, though, is that with L-Block, like we were talking about, his growth was so organic and became such a big build-up, and people were so excited for the next match. Whereas with Draven, I mean, it's kind of anticlimactic already. Right. I mean, when you can get 50,000 votes when you only needed, like, 15,000, and instead you get 50,000, and you become by far the strongest character we've ever seen based on that performance, it's like, where do you go from there? And it just kind of seems to me like this is a joke that is going to run out of steam in terms of its humor a little bit sooner than L-Block did.
Right. Where, I think it probably ran out of its humor.
Well,
maybe about an hour into last night's match.
That might be true. But with L-Block, it was like there was such drama there. There was such a storyline. He kept barely pulling it off, and then everyone was talking about it, and it just got bigger and bigger. And here, it's just like, it's already so well decided, just based on what we saw last round, that it's not like people should be excited because they're like, if we give Draven just a little bit extra push, he can go ahead and knock off the strongest legitimate entrant ever.
Right.
It's already like, he's so far above and beyond what he needs. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I'll say for Link is this entire... His entire ability to do this is, in my opinion, tied to, like, one moderator on Reddit, where if a moderator comes in and says, what is this topic trying to rally for Draven? We just saw this last week. This is old. This is not funny anymore. And he shuts it down, and then he keeps an eye out, and he's like, nope, as people start to create him, he goes, nope. This is old. This is boring. Why are we giving this site all this free traffic? And he shuts down these topics. All of a sudden, Draven's total pool of voters diminishes by, I don't know, 75%. Based on what Sailor Bacon was telling us, it was all traffic coming in from this one specific website.
Right. I don't think he said that, like, Draven's traffic was coming in from, I don't think even, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I don't think what Bacon was saying, because I read his post, was that 75% of Draven's voters were coming in from Reddit. I thought he said that 75% of the total voters in the match were coming from Reddit. And if that's the case, GG lockdown, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it's even scarier than what the results indicate. Like, seriously, 75% of them were coming from somewhere else, the exact same place. That's crazy. But I completely get what you're saying with the L-Block comparison. L-Block was like an ember, a small ember that started burning into a fire, and each round it would kind of like burn up more and more people, but it was like exciting the way it just grew, you know, that fire grew. Whereas Draven, in one round, he completely supernovaed. You know, he like, it was like a star that just exploded, and there's no point anymore because we're all dead. And it's just... Yeah, it is very, very anticlimactic, because if that happens again, like, Link is screwed. And I don't know, the moderator point, that is kind of a good point, but I think when you get rallies like that, and when a fan base really tries to do something, like that on a different site and kind of rally together and do something fun that they'll all enjoy. I don't think one moderator really has the power. I think maybe they'll just convince him, like, come on, man, we could, you know, we're doing something fun and we're really cheesing those GameFAQs guys, those Zelda fanboys. Don't you want to get back at them? Come on, we already know they play the better game. We already know they like the better character. Let's just get back at them. Let's just get back at them and maybe our acne will disappear. Those handsome bastards. Let's just get back at them. You know? And then he'll be like, fine, let's just get back at him. Yeah. And that's what'll happen.
That could very well be, but again, I just think it's a little different than L Block in terms of L Block, like we said, kept building and kept getting funnier and funnier as he was beating stronger and stronger characters, and I think this is going to burn out more quickly. And I don't think that this is something we're going to have to worry about in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, say there's another character battle next year, and like three League of Legends guys are in it, and they try to do the same thing. I just don't think it's going to have that same kind of impact. Hopefully, but that just could be me hoping for the sake of this show and the five other things I do on the board.
Exactly. Because, all right, two things, though. Unfortunately, I don't mean to rain on your parade, but a comment and a question. First, the comment. We were hoping, and we never really followed these contests too closely, but I'm talking about the GameSpot contest. We were hoping in the GameSpot contest after, who was it that won the first one? It was Gordon, you know?
Yes.
That we were all happy with the Gordon result, but we were hoping that, you know, things would be like, I guess, more organic for the future contests. Kerrigan won the second one based on rallies, and then on the third one, it was Scrooge McDuck versus Albert Einstein in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is precedence there that once a fan base, you know, kind of sees that it can totally dominate your contest, they might stick around and keep doing it. Until they've shut it down because they just enjoy the laughs. And, you know, I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but who the heck knows? And secondly, a question. 12 months from now, we have a best game ever contest.
Yep.
Do you take League of Legends to win?
Because yeah,
I do.
I was just about to ask you the same question.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
ask the guys on the show the same question as well. So first of all, your earlier point, what you're saying then is that Draven has opened Pandora's box.
Right.
And the same thing happened on GameSpot, and then all of a sudden, if Gordon Freeman can win, then maybe Darth Vader can make the finals. And maybe
it's not really Darth Vader, because
Scrooge McDuck can.
Yeah, I think Vader had the organic strength. It was Kerrigan who never looked that strong, who picked up the rallies at the end and won the whole thing.
Yep.
When it really was looking like Vader was organically, like, within GameSpot's voter base, the strongest guy. And he got creamed in the finals.
You hear that, Bacon?
Yeah.
The strongest. The legitimate strongest.
We've got one chance at this, SB Allen. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, if it happened next week or a month from now, I would have no choice but to go League of Legends. Mm-hmm. But the other scary thing is, right now, League of Legends is the number one site online, or the number one game in the world, number one game online, et cetera, et cetera. However, Dota 2 is exploding in popularity. Just last month, it finally became open and free to play, and anyone can download it. Mm-hmm. And now I believe they have 6 million active players, and they only went free to play a month ago. And something like 40,000 people are signing up and downloading the game every day.
Wow.
And getting in on this game. And I think it's going to quickly catch up to LOL. And so now it's like every single advantage that we just talked about for League of Legends, Dota's going to have it as well. And then you've got the whole StarCraft scene, which, as we saw, did take over the GameSpot contest and get a win for Kerrigan. Would they get involved in something like this as well, now that they know that it's possible, now that Draven has opened Pandora's box? So
fair questions. None of them imbue me with anything but sorrow and malaise.
Yeah.
I'm sure if there's a silver lining here, I'm sure it's the fact that all of these extra voters and all of these extra hits, I'm sure they're spurring SB Allen to run the next contest even sooner. And if not him, then definitely the executives at CBS or whichever company owns this, owns this website. I mean, we just quadrupled the vote totals in one match, so I'm sure they're probably happy about that. And if they could, if he can do even more against Link and more in the final matches, then, SBI Online could say, look at all these hits. Let's green light another contest, not 2 years from now, but 9 months from now. And they'll be like, let's do it. Makes sense.
Yep. Okay, here's one other thing I quickly wanted to throw at you. We saw that totals went through the roof with Draven, and some of that actually carried over to the next match with Sonic. Got 34,000 votes when they had been doing around like 28.
Okay.
So how about this crazy idea? What if some of those voters, those Draven voters, stuck around and they're part of the reason that Vincent is doing so poorly today versus their expectations?
Yeah, that is an excellent point, and I think I definitely, you know, I definitely see some potential truth in that. I'm not going to dismiss it as a crazy theory. I mean, the votals were just quadrupled, so even if 95% of those guys take off, you've still got 5% who, you know, might stick around for the next match or two, and that might make a difference. And you've got to figure, okay, League of Legends guys, you know, they're playing online, they're a little bit younger, they're, you know, like kind of in tune with the internet, I guess. They probably didn't grow up in the PS1 era. Which character are they really going to prefer? Mewtwo, who just about every online gamer recognizes, or a Vincent Valentine that doesn't even look like Vincent Valentine.
Yep.
So, you know, that is a very good point. And I told, you know, I thought that there were rallies at the very beginning of the match for Mewtwo. And because apparently at the very beginning, like in the first 5 or 10 minutes, Votals were way up there. I mean, not nearly Draven level, but like higher than what we had been normally seeing.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I just thought that there were, you know, there were rallies there. Apparently they weren't. They kind of died off quickly. But I just thought at the very beginning that, okay, Mewtwo's killing them. This picture, no picture on Earth would have changed that. Don't blame the picture for this. Blame or thank, depending on your perspective, Draven and Reddit, because they're probably responsible for this more than the picture.
Yep.
You know, apparently I might have been, you know, wrong with that. Like, I'm guessing the picture probably has more to do with it. But I don't think, you know, you could completely dismiss, you know, any Reddit involvement here. And if they are still a tiny bit, even a sliver involved, you've got to figure that edge goes to Mewtwo here.
Mm-hmm. And that might be something worth keeping an eye on. I would think that...
Yeah, Chrono's boned, man!
Yeah, there you go. I would think that these Reddit guys would slowly kind of filter out and then start paying more attention as Draven's match came back. But if the Draven Link match turns into a huge affair like we expect, I mean, they could pretty much be so excited from that that they're just going to stick around the rest of the contest and continue to support Draven. And after that, I mean, after that next match, once we get into round three, I mean, the contest is over pretty quickly.
Right.
It's going to kind of fly since we're eliminating characters so suddenly, all of a sudden, after taking forever on round one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that, I think, covers Draven. It's going to take something crazy for Link to pull it off, but if anyone can do it, it's Link.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly think.
Yeah, you know, I was I gave it a little bit of thought, like, why this is happening, you know, why Link would allow this to happen, because it all goes by the power of Link. Like, if Link wants to lose, he's going to lose. It's all, you know, by the power of Link. Like, he controls this. You know what I mean? And I was thinking to myself, like, why Link? Because, you know, I've got a good rapport with the guy. We talk every once in a while. And I asked him, like, you know, why would you do this? Why would you allow Draven to do this to you? Because he's planning to lose. And, you know, he looked at me, and I saw the wild savage, but also the proud warrior in his eyes, and he just looked right at me, and he said, "Cat!" But then after that, he said something even more poignant, and he said, "You know, my sacrifice shall be for the betterment of my brothers." And I thought, what does he mean by that? And then I thought about it. That match with Draven takes place on a Sunday night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've all got to go to work or school the next Monday. And, you know, what are we going to be doing after Link loses? We're all going to be crying, right? I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm not going to be able to hide it.
I think it's a universal reaction, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I mean, we're all going to be crying. Even the guys who say, like, oh, yeah, I hate Link. I didn't want to see anybody else. It's all smoke and mirrors. Everybody's going to be tearing up. Everybody's going to be having a hard time hiding their emotions. And we're going to go to work and school the next day. And, you know, the hopefully moderately attractive, like, female coworkers or female classmates, they're going to ask us, what's wrong? And we can honestly say, I've lost one of my brothers in battle. And they're going to think that, like, our brother died in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we are going to get pity sex. So you know, before you trash Link, just keep in mind that this is what this hero, you know, does for you. This is what he does for me. We're all getting laid on the Monday after Draven's match. Pity sex, you know what I mean? And you could just take that to the bank, and, you know, that is exactly why I call this guy my hero.
That is...
It's happening. It's, I mean, it's, you know, silver lining, man.
That's a twist that I did not see coming, and that's why we always have you on the show, yo, for those unexpected, really deep analysis. I love it.
It's not always about the numbers, man.
Another thing that Link could be doing, just another crazy thought of mine, is we were so close to eliminating him permanently from character battles. As you saw, even SB was willing to hear us out, and we put it to a vote, and everyone, you know, there was big debate. Oh, he'll never be beaten again. Take him out. And then for the upcoming games contest, you know, we could have said the same thing. Take OOT out of there. Final Fantasy VII is weaker. Nothing's ever going to touch it. And now I think Link and his series are set for years.
Yeah.
Because with rallies like this being possible, people are going to say, no, it's not obvious anymore that Zelda always wins.
Right.
There are some other crazy forces at work that could give it a serious run. And so let's have a more legitimate contest and leave all the most popular options in the bracket.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I never really agreed with the idea of taking Link out. If, I mean, if you really wanted to for 1 year, you could. That's fine. But it's this year, it really wouldn't have made a difference at all. So I'm glad he was left in.
Yeah, as it turns out. So before the entire contest world kind of imploded yesterday, there were some really good matches and some really surprising matches. And one of them that I definitely want to touch on with you is what in the world happened with our man DK, the ultimate choke artist. That was his reputation. Mm-hmm. He would always lose these close matches. Here he is, put in a terrible position. He's got Falco, who is a very popular choice in the Smash games and seems to have his own fan base, and Fox performed pretty well just a week earlier. So he's got Falco in there dragging him down. He's up against Lightning, who is dressed as Cloud in the match picture. I'd just like to throw that out there. Literally stole Cloud's uniform and is wearing in the match picture. The ultimate Nintendo killer.
Oh,
and yet,
and
yet here she goes against two all Nintendo characters that should split every kind of fan base, and somehow 38% of the vote, losing by nearly 10% to DK, who went nuts on this poll. 46%, Falco only got 16%. So not only a huge SFF killing, but Lightning was never even in this match. What the heck happened here?
Yo, this broad Lightning, she only had one weakness. Okay, she had the pick advantage, she had the SFF advantage for sure. She only had one weakness here. Her game actually came out. That was her one weakness. If her game had never come out, she would have won this match. I really think it's true. I mean, you saw what she did against Sonic. If her game had never come out, I think she wins. That was her only weakness. Her game actually physically manifested itself into something that would work on my PS3. That was it. And it just seemed obvious from the beginning that Final Fantasy XIII was rejected by the fan base, and that all of its characters would be rejected too. And I was so ready to take Donkey Kong. Like, I saw this match at the beginning. I was like, hell yeah, DK. And then I saw out of the corner of my eye that the third character was Falco, and I said, oh no, this would have been such a good win for DK, because in a one-on-one, I would have taken him over her for sure.
Oh yeah.
You're probably in the same boat, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because Final Fantasy XIII was just that poorly received, but we saw how poorly, like, mid-tier Nintendo characters have done when they split the fan base. It's just tough. And you'd think that these guys, like DK and Falco, Falco's more popular in Smash, you know? He's actually had some pretty good matches in the past. Like, he looked really good against Vincent Valentine a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that, okay, DK would win, but he's not going to kill him enough so that he could actually challenge, because DK's been in these situations before, and he sure as hell didn't kill Marth, you know, badly enough to challenge L Block. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't happen. So it's just, you wouldn't expect it from the Ape. But the Ape went out and he just busted out an inexplicably good performance. And I think it's just a combination of Nintendo fans really wanting to get it done, of Square fans or just GameFAQs voters in general really not caring about Final Fantasy 13 or the Square Enix that we've seen in the last 3 or 4 years or any of its representatives. And, you know, and I'm going to throw this out there. Nobody wants to give the Wii any credit for the past few years, and that's understandable, but I don't think you could write off every single game that was released for the Wii, and Donkey Kong Country Returns is a game that sold millions and millions of copies, was extremely well-received, and was, you know, very respected by critics and fans alike. So just because it came out on the Wii doesn't mean that it wasn't going to give DK any kind of boost at all. I think it might have given him a pretty nice boost here.
Yeah, it was really popular. Just got a sequel approved, and that's going to come out in 4 or 5 months here. And that was announced at E3 and was one of Nintendo's bigger announcements from their press conference, aside from, of course, Mega Man and Smash. But, yeah, so people are definitely into the new form that his series has taken. But my favorite thing about this match was a post. I forget who made it. Someone in stats toward the start of the match might have been like Harich.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, so Lightning with 0 games playable in North America, 36% on Sonic the Hedgehog, gaming icon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lightning with 5 playable games in North America, currently at 35% on Donkey Kong, who's running into Nintendo SFF against another character.
Yeah, that was just
the what shame. A turnaround.
It's actually kind of sad because it represents like the collapsed hopes and dreams of the Final Fantasy fans and just GameFAQs voters in general, because they had hope for this character and her game when the game, you know, didn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played it, and it was just like it all went down the shitter, man. That's just a sad sight to see. You know, you never like to see that. I'm so glad I enjoyed Skyward Sword.
So,
I'm so glad it was good.
I do think part of the problem is the game disappointing, and that's probably no doubt the biggest portion of why she's fallen. But I think another big part of that is the huge drop in votals. And I think that the people that have stuck around at this site and that are still voting every day are a little bit more old school minded.
Yeah.
And they love their guys from the 90s who, when gaming was at its peak and all that kind of stuff. And anyone more modern, I think, is going to have been hurt by the drop in votals, especially someone who relies more on character design.
Yeah.
In terms of appeal. That was more popular with when there were more casual votes coming in. And they're like, I don't really know who to go with. Oh, this person looks cool. I think Lightning used to benefit from that. And I think Vincent, I think that's another portion of the problem today, is Vincent used to benefit from that. And now that has just totally evaporated and swung things around big time.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, old characters doing better, I think the reemergence of old Square really, really strengthens that argument right there.
And yet, let's talk about the other crazy result from earlier this week.
Ah, yes.
And actually, it makes even less sense from what we saw the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Because we just saw older characters, nostalgic characters, old Square. We've seen them do very well. We've seen that Nintendo is having a really good year. And another thing we had seen is if you limit it to only one Nintendo character in a poll, they're going to sponge up a huge percentage of the vote and be able to do very well. And yet with all those advantages, Cecil and Pitt could not get it done against a character that only debuted a mere few years back in Rex from Mass Effect. I never saw this one coming, and if it did happen, I would have thought it would be a close three-way between all of these guys, and instead Rex won this going away 37%. Cecil couldn't even get to 34%, so it wasn't even close.
He kicked their butts.
Yeah, I mean, it was never even in doubt, and I would never have believed that was going to happen. Yo, what in the world happened here?
All right, hear me out. I hadn't thought of this argument before, but it just hit me when you were making your, you know, very, very solid points with Lightning. All right, hear this out. See if you can follow me on this one. All right. Mass Effect, as far as this console generation goes, is what Final Fantasy should have been.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because nobody on this site cares about new Final Fantasy. Nobody has cared since 2006. But people care about Mass Effect. They care about the games. They care about the story. They care about the characters. Let me give you an example. Most of the time, and I think this has been the case for the past few years, the stats topic is usually the chillest place on the entire board. Maybe on the entire freaking site. We're pretty chill guys. Like, I wasn't arguing with, you know, Carmel Hunter or KP or Lopen or anybody when Draven was doing his thing or when we see any crazy matches. We're just having a good time and laughing and trying to make sense of it. And remember, NG, you and I told each other that if Rex would actually challenge, which we never expected, but if he would, then we'd be pretty darn happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And he actually did challenge, and I should have been happy, but I was too busy arguing about Mass Effect with other Mass Effect fans. Okay? Mass Effect summons that kind of passion, that kind of care within its fan base. That's just something you don't see anymore in games. And when you care that much about the character, about the games, about the story, you know, those characters, they're not going to be garbage. They're going to be strong. Nothing makes game-related arguments on the board and even on the stats topic nowadays more than Mass Effect. It always makes arguments because everybody – and it's not that the arguments are a bad thing. No, they're a great thing because they show passion in the fan base. That passion, I don't think it really exists for any other new game, not even Persona. Persona is just like a board 8 thing, and I doubt when somebody makes a Persona topic, 3 or 4 people go in there to argue, but that shit always goes down when somebody brings up Shepard or Rex or Morden. It just always does, because we feel so strongly about these characters, and if I had freaking thought about this a couple weeks ago, maybe I would have adjusted my thinking, you know, but yeah, there you go. I mean, they've all looked really good. Shepard went and had the win against Ares. Garrus looked really good. I still think Morden looked good against Epona. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, these are the new characters that we actually care about. If Square Enix had just taken a page out of BioWare's book and made just likable characters in a new universe that we all care about, I think Lightning would be doing stuff like this, but she's not. And, you know, I'm just glad that we have some new characters that are.
I think you're on the right path, and I don't think you have to look any further than our most recent Game of the Year polls to see that you're correct about this. We always thought they've been working on these new Final Fantasy games for so long, and they're going to come out, they're going to blow us away, they'll easily be the best game of the year. And instead, it's been Fallout 3,
yeah,
Mass Effect 2, Skyrim. Mm-hmm. These are the new RPGs that have taken over as Square has ran into their own problems, and these are the ones that people are passionate about now. But in terms of characters, yeah, nothing touches the kind of arguments you get into with when you get into squad mates in Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we might, you know, Karma Hunter and I and KP and 13 is cool and Leon, we might argue for, you know, like Garrus or Rex or, you know, Shepard for hours and hours on end. But at the end of the day, we're probably still all going to vote for those guys,
yep.
You know, because it's just like we feel so strongly about them. And yeah, I think, you know, I'm hoping, I'm not sure if they'll stay timeless, like if they'll stay this strong 2 or 3 years from now. But I'm hoping they do, because you definitely need this kind of new blood that is not just strong enough to win matches, but it's, you know, beloved enough that can get by on things more than just character design and actually makes a fan base really happy when they do well. Because, honestly, I'm just throwing it out there. Does anybody really care that much when Ezio and Altair do well? I don't. You know, but I get pretty excited when Rex does well, and I think we need to see more of that.
Yep, this was my favorite result of the bracket. But the weird thing was the DK result and this Mewtwo result aren't really that far behind. Mm-hmm. So this went from being maybe the funnest week of the show terms of just crazy results that I was really happy to see. Yeah. And then Draven kind of dropped a bomb in the middle of the whole thing. But we've talked enough about that. One other thing I just want to touch on, and that was the fantastic call that we made on this show. Can't get enough of patting ourselves on the back for saving people expert points, but that is what we did.
We never, ever can. Yeah.
That is just what we did. Everyone was on the question block of Mario fame, the famous item from everyone's childhood, but I went out and said, wait a minute now. This is the new Super Mario question block. And did that make the difference? I don't know. It was fairly close in the end. Riku at not quite 42%, and the block was in the mid-37s. So ended up pulling away for a fairly easy win. Is that the kind of difference that a match pick could decide based on what we see with Vincent today? Possibly. But in any case, these joke characters, these non-characters, have clearly worn out their welcome. We saw Weighted Companion Cube underperform by almost 12% the day before that. So the writing was on the wall that a real character should have been favored in that match, and that's just how it turned out. Yo, you must have been happy to see that.
You know, I was, but I got to be honest with you here, man. You're being very gracious and trying to give us both credit for this. I was gun-shy. I didn't know what to expect for Riku and question mark block. You were the one who brought up the 3D block revelation that had my brain melting out of my freaking ears. This was you, man. This was Endgamer64, our freaking host. Take it, man. I want you to take it. Take it right now. Take it by the horns. No, seriously. Tell him. Tell him this was you.
It was me.
Yes! That's what I want to hear. This was NG. You thank him. Everybody, you go in the topic tomorrow or 2 days, or NG's late when he's posting this all the time. I don't know why, NG. Why you meticulously edit, man? But no, it's all good. It's all good, because this one was you. And I want you guys to thank NG for this. Payback for Mario Sunshine. Can't get enough.
The only downside to that whole thing is I ended up getting the match right. I rose to 51st in the expert bracket, and then everything fell apart because Lightning did terribly, and then Draven kind of ruined everything, and now I'm getting no points for today's match either, so I've fallen way out of contention. Mm. Oh, one other thing, yo.
Yeah.
Isn't it a little bit silly that for putting X, Ryu, Draven,
yeah,
as your pick, you get a negative 18, and yet if you had messed up and said, actually, I think Ryu is going to pull the upset and made a very dumb pick and put X in the middle, you only get a negative 6. Are you as outraged by me at this scoring system?
I'm not as outraged. I mean, it is obviously very flawed, but we've seen it before. We've seen it in four ways.
Yep.
You know, the exact same thing happened in the finals where somebody who thought Cloud would win, this is back when L Block won, if you thought Cloud was going to win and you put Cloud over Link, then you got more points, even though Cloud finished in third place and you had him in first, mm-hmm, and Link beat him anyway. You still got more points because you put Link in second, and Link did finish in second, except it was just the L block. So it's extremely flawed, but we've seen it before, and it seems to me that SB Allen either doesn't care or doesn't really know how to fix it. And so I'm basically not surprised, but that's not the only thing I'm kind of disappointed in terms of the way that our scoring is, you know, has been conducted, or I guess the way he's scoring our matches. Because mm-hmm, what's the other thing that we've always kind of not really complained about? What's the other thing we've always told him to fine tune? The fact that later matches weigh so much more,
yep,
than early first round matches. Like, I understand that they should, but should calling Link in the finals, just that one match, Link in the finals, should it really be worth as much as calling every single first round match right? Because it technically is.
Mm-hmm.
It technically is. And now in this bracket, in this format, it's technically even worse. Because think about it. You're not dividing the number of matches by half anymore between each round. You're dividing them by three. So in each subsequent round, you only have a third the number of matches, but they're still worth the exact same number of points.
Yep.
So rather than multiplying by two for each round, you're now multiplying by three. So later matches are worth even more. So my ass went from number freaking four or five in the top 50 to out of the top 50 just for missing Ares by like 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was a little bit miffed about that, if you can't tell. But, yeah, so I'm just hoping that he kind of maybe, if he doesn't really know how to do this, maybe come to us and we could help him out. Like, there's probably better ways to do this.
Yeah, we had a topic about this about a month ago, and we did come up with a formula that would be a lot more fair for these three ways. So if there is another three-way contest, I will send it his way. However, since I'm sure Bacon is listening right now, remember, SB, no need to go three ways with the upcoming best game contest.
Yeah,
just
please.
Just straight 1v1 is all we need. Although, to be fair, the three ways in this particular contest are working out better than I expected, and I think you would agree as well, right, Yo?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. I mean, the Draven match is kind of just in its own world right now, so I'm not even kind of ranking it as part of the other matches. But apart from the first round lull, because that first round just took such a long time, I mean, it's been pretty enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing that we said was going to happen all the time with these three ways is it was going to lead to all these illegitimate winners. And instead, it looks like DK would have killed Lightning in a 1v1, so having the three-way didn't hurt, and it certainly looked like Blue would have... Well, wait a minute. No, we disagree on that one.
Yeah,
about Blue Fox. Let's not even get back into that one.
Yeah, we're not sure about that one. Yeah, and you know, this Mewtwo Vincent Valentine in a 1v1, it would have been pretty interesting, I think.
Okay, so that covers it. Oh, you did want to say one more thing. Yo, who is your star of the last week?
Yo, star of the week, star of the round, star of contest history. Yo. When everybody has a character winning and they go out and overperform by 10% anyway, that's pretty impressive. A 10% overperformance, have we ever seen that before? Shut up, Draven. Have we ever seen that before? I don't think so. I'm talking about not just the star, but the star of stars. You want stars? I'll give you stars. Hey, Jill Valentine, you're my star.
Very nice. Yeah, she did about 60%, and we only were expecting 50. The only downside there is she was going up against Redbird, who turned out to be one of the weakest characters we've seen in a long time.
Isn't he supposed to have like 100 times as many players as League of Legends?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it's pretty much what you'd say is if you want to talk about the number one game of the last few years, I mean, it'd have to be Call of Duty, Angry Birds, League of Legends, or Minecraft. And as we found out, none of those matter on this site, except for apparently League of Legends, which gets 50,000 extra votes out of nowhere.
From another site, which really from does another mean site, that none of them which, matter on this site.
Yeah. Do you give Zelda a chance? She looked very good. Do you give her a chance against Charizard in the next round?
You've always got to give Zelda a chance. I mean, I'm not even completely writing Link off for the next round. It's asinine that I wouldn't, but I'm giving him like a 2% shot when it should really be like zero of zeros. But I just think the Pokemon have looked so good. Like, look at what Mewtwo's doing now. Every Pokemon, except for Jigglypuff, who expected to get crushed, and Missing No, who's like half Pokemon, half joke. You really can't rank him with the others. Mm-hmm. Every Pokemon, I think, has looked really good. And we've got Mewtwo right now. And in a few days, I think Squirtle is going to roll and smoke Dante, regardless of which picture Dante gets.
Yep.
And then I think we're going to have Pikachu beating Chrono pretty easily. And I think by that point, there's going to be no question in anybody's mind that Charizard wins.
Okay. Yeah. One thing you did bring up on the boards, and that's why I questioned it, is just because when you turn it into a three-way Nintendo match, now that DK is going to be there, we did not expect that.
Right.
We thought it was going to be Lightning. She would look a lot like Zelda, these two attractive princess types, and then going up against a huge dragon breathing fire in Charizard, and it'd be a huge advantage. But now DK's there, and it would just seem like the Nintendo vote's going to be kind of split.
Exactly.
Anytime that's happened in the past, you go with Legend of Zelda to take advantage of that.
Right. And I mean, DK almost, he does, I think. He takes the picture advantage clearly from Charizard. If anything, he makes it, if he doesn't make it neutral, if anything, I think he gives a slight picture advantage to Zelda. Because now you've got like two, you know, animalistic looking monster things versus the fair maiden. You know, yep. So it's like Zelda's got the advantage there, and it is. When it's totally Nintendo, Zelda's usually a good bet, but I think Pokemon has just looked so strong, so good, and I just think Charizard is going to just muscle it out. You know?
All right, couple more quick opinions. One match that's coming up is getting a lot of talk. Luigi against Big Boss. Now, Nintendo has looked amazing. This is the year of Luigi, and yet Ness is also going to be in this match. Is Ness going to matter enough to allow Big Boss through, or is it going to be a Falco and DK kind of situation where Luigi is just too strong to be stopped this year?
Yeah, I was definitely more confident in Big Boss a few days ago, and then I saw what DK did to Falco, something that he had really no business doing. Because it's one thing when you just assume that nobody really wanted Lightning to win. Which is probably true. And it's just one thing to assume that she's just definitely weaker than she was in 2010, which is true as well. DK still went out there and SFF'd the hell out of Falco, like way worse than he should have. So Luigi might just be able to take from Ness whatever the heck he wants. You know, and I think it's a day match, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a day match, so I'm definitely going to have to give Luigi a chance here. But the big difference between Big Boss and Lightning is that people are actually glad that Big Boss's games exist. they really, really like him. Okay, he's got a fan base. He's a beloved, highly respected character. He's been around a while. I think he might have gotten a boost from that Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer, yep. Because that is probably one of the few things at this E3 that people actually gave a damn about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it really got people excited, and it was just so raw, and it got me pumped. And I haven't even played Metal Gear Solid 4 yet, and I was pumped for Metal Gear Solid 5. So I think, you know what, you still got to consider Boss a favorite. There's just way too much SFF there, and Boss is, unlike Lightning, a really, really good candidate to take advantage of the SFF.
All right, on the same thread, we have got another Nintendo, and then third-party match, and that would be Ike and Epona, and GLaDOS is going to be in this match as well. Now, last time we talked about this, you said Portal has looked pretty decently with Epona not exactly killing it against Morden, and Ike being there, who ended up looking pretty good. They're going to split too many votes, and GLaDOS is going to go ahead. But with the Nintendo domination we've seen, especially DK's match and now this Mewtwo match, don't you kind of have to give The Legend of Zelda the advantage in this one as well?
I definitely think, you know, Epona has a better shot than before. I mean, I do think that this is one case where Epona can SFF the hell out of Ike. Like, a lot of people, I believe, are expecting Ike to maintain some decent strength, to look okay. Well, we just saw another popular kind of Smash-only character get destroyed by Donkey Kong. So I think Ike can very well get destroyed by Epona. But you know what? GLaDOS stands out so much, and I think GLaDOS has, you know, for a few years now, transcended beyond the level of just popular during the first hour meme joke character to legitimate character with strength.
Yep.
You know, and I think in this one, you know what? Take Ike for last place and bank the other two. I think that's probably the safest advice that I could give you, because
wow.
It could, yeah, it's either or. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's a very tough one. It's hard for me to favor either of these two, because I definitely think Epona is stronger 1v1. But again, there's a Nintendo split. I think GLaDOS is liked and respected enough to actually take advantage of that split. And it's hard for me to say. I just, apart from Ike and last, it's tough to go one way or the other.
Looks like this one's going to be a night match. I would think that would favor GLaDOS, so that's one thing to keep in mind. All right, very last thing we're going to talk about. You already said Squirtle is going to kill Dante.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the huge match, Pikachu, all by himself, the only Nintendo option, and you've got Chrono there. After everything we've seen, you'd think that would be a pretty good match, but then Magus is there as well, who did so well in round one, killed our expectations.
Yo, against the pant wetter, come on.
That is true.
Jeez.
That much is true.
A bit of perspective, my friend.
But is Crow going to be able to demolish him as much as he would need to hang in there with Pikachu? And Chrono, to be fair, he looked very well. He looked very good in round one also.
Chrono did look pretty good, but look at what Mewtwo's doing right now. I don't think this one is even going to be close. I just think that in a lot of these matches we've seen where the Pokemon is the only entrant, the site has just rallied around them with a type of almost frenzied electricity. Like, GameFAQs really wants these Pokemon to do well. And, you know, I guess I should be extremely happy about this now that I've been declared the greatest Pokemon fan in the universe. You know, me, the guy who used to freaking, like, slam nails into his penis whenever Pikachu won a match. God, I can't stand it. Apparently now I'm just thrilled. Thrilled at the mere thought of this. You know? So, I just don't think it's going to be close. When you see Chrono, who, you know, is like, he's got a certain art style about him. And then you see Magus on the other side of the pole, who's got a certain art style about him. And you know that they're from the same series, the same company, the same game. These are probably the two worst characters for each other in a pole. And then you've got the rat right there in the middle. Like, what do you think? Just envision this on the front page, and what do you think is going to happen? This is not Lightning, okay? I mean, well, Pikachu's like the original Lightning character, okay? The original one. So, really, what do you think is going to happen in all of these matches, like Squirtle against Dante and Pikachu against Chrono? And the Pokemon are just going to roll through them. I don't even think it's going to be close. Just do yourself a favor. Some people might bank on this one. Get the full points. Pikachu in first, Chrono in second, Magus in third.
Yep, I've got to agree. And it's a real shame because Old Square has looked so good.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like these nostalgic RPGs from the 90s are going to be getting a lot of support. Kind of everything pre-Final Fantasy VII. We saw FF6 also look good, and it just seemed like it would be their year to have a really good performance, and the bracket just did not work in their favor. And that's pretty much what we thought from the start, and what all the results we've seen have only reinforced that. Mm-hmm. In terms of getting Nintendo by itself, and unless your name is Pitt
or Groose,
well, he's an exception in a lot of ways.
Oh yes, he is.
Good things are going to happen for you, so yeah, go ahead and go Pikachu there with confidence, I'd have to say. All right, I think that covers everything. So yo, thanks for stopping by for this special bonus edition of the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be relegated to freaking pre-show status. What happened? Nah, it's always fun. It's always fun, and I hope everybody enjoys this and tomorrow's show, which is the real one.
Yep, schedule didn't quite work out for everybody this week, so hopefully we'll get the whole crew back together for next week, and I definitely cannot see it being as exciting as this previous week. But maybe also not quite as depressing in some ways. That would be nice. All right, so this is Endgamer and the show signing off of this special bonus content.